Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network we call Blog Talk Radio. Big hello to all of our listeners around the world. Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, England, New Guinea, Philippines, all across North America, and the small community of Paragon, Indiana. We welcome you listeners to our show. We've got a great show tonight, everybody. One of our favorite guests, friend of the show, Gary Lewis, will be joining us. And I know you, I don't want to say older folks, but maybe a little older. Remember Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and he's still doing it. He's hard at it as he ever was, so we're looking forward to tonight's program. We'd also like to thank Billy Willard for stepping in for our studio production, and he'll be doing everything tonight as far as our technical part of our program. And always from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, freshly renovated, the Honorable Distinguished Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Why, good evening, Mr. Batson. How are things there at the Batson Wildlife Preserve?
Well, they're good. Everything's fine. We've had a wonderful day. But I have to tell you, I am still a little perturbed because Mr. Lewis came by Indiana at the Indiana State Fair with his Happy Together tour. We're going to talk about that. And he had given me stage passes and backstage passes. I shouldn't say stage passes. Tickets and backstage passes. And I was unable to attend because of a good friend of mine passed away. But, gosh, we hope we have another opportunity.
Well, those tickets should be collector's items, then. I'd hold on to those.
Well, I would have had to go to the fairgrounds versus the funeral home, Dr. Day.
Yes, I see.
So, yeah, no. You're absolutely right. This is half of Larry Batson's Wild World. It's brought to you by Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Weekend and Expo, ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. They have the brand new video online, video on demand. It's only $4.99. Go to their website, ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. Peter and Kathy Weimer, the proprietors of We Want You Cottages in Chautauqua Lake, they put on this wonderful expo, and now it's available to everyone around the world on video on demand. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio. Billy, try again.
Well, Larry, you know, I don't think that was supposed to happen yet.
It wasn't supposed to happen yet.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for September 5th. Can you believe it's September already?
I cannot believe it. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's good. The schools are starting back, and you'll be busy for the next 9 months.
I certainly will, and I love it.
And so do the kids.
Well, so.
Good news for that young man in Bemidji, Minnesota. The wolf that attacked the teenager during a camping trip has tested negative for rabies. Yeah, can you imagine going through that?
Well, I can't imagine a wolf attacking anybody.
Exactly. Now, the wolf was trapped at West Winnie Campground on Lake Winnebogoshish. Yes, Lake Winnebogoshish.
Hmm.
Now, Noel Graham, 16, was camping with five friends this last weekend when he was bitten. Now, I've been thinking about this story. Now, you can help me out with this. How rare is this?
It never happens. That's why I think there's more to this story than what meets the eye.
Yeah, that just doesn't make any sense to me either, because as you know, a wolf will run away. He will see you first and be gone. You won't even know he's there.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Now, have you ever been bitten by a wolf?
Well, yeah, I have, but I've raised them.
Yeah,
about a dozen of them over the last 40 years or so.
Yeah, and your wife had an experience with them too, didn't
Oh,
you?
Yeah, she one had a hold of her, how should I say this, her rear one night. Yeah, it thought that the other wolf was in distress. Well, it was in distress. It caught its head in one of the gates, and my wife went out to rescue that wolf, and as she's trying to get it loose, the other wolf comes up behind and wasn't pretty.
It's just, huh?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, well.
Yeah, enough of that.
All right, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. It's been a good year for the loggerhead turtles there, with 335 nests recorded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, now Beaufort County has a total of about 600 nests. And they've been doing really good protecting the nests, but last week four of the nests were damaged by dogs. But other than that, they've have really good record with hatching the little turtlings, and they'll continue to hatch up through October.
That's very cool. Remember, we had the gal from Padre Island.
That's right.
Donna Schaefer was on about it.
Donna
we
Schaefer,
have to get her back on.
And she loves those baby turtles as much as we do.
Oh heck, she sleeps with them. I mean, she has a cot in the room while they're incubating.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, we're leaving the States for this next story. Beijing, China. Authorities have scooped up around 22,000 pounds of dead fish. They say were poisoned by ammonia from a nearby chemical plant. Now, officials said a sampling of the chemical plant's drain outlet showed that the ammonia density has far exceeded the normal standards there. So, you wondering what that smell was? Well, there you go. Well,
that's not good.
That reminds me of an old W.C. Fields quote.
What's that?
Any dead fish can float downstream, but it takes a live one to swim up. Yeah, okay. For all our snake-loving listeners, we're off to St. Louis, Missouri. Nine endangered snakes indigenous to Turkey call the St. Louis Zoo home now. Now, the oscillate mountain vipers were born there on August 16th. Yes, little vipers.
Cool.
Yeah, the Forest Park Zoo is one of three in the country to care for the endangered species.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I'll bet our friend Doug Hodel with the Albuquerque, New Mexico Biopark
Excited about that.
Yeah.
We know Doug loves those poisonous snakes.
Yeah, he does.
He's a little bit crazy that way, but that's okay. That's why we like him.
Yeah.
All right, it's okay to drink the water in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The city workers have cleaned out the tiny little red worms they found in the water system there, probably tubiflex worms. But, go ahead and drink the water. Yeah. Now, we are sending out a wildlife salute to the Oakland Zoo. Why, you ask?
Why,
exactly? Well, the zoo has established a center to study and breed endangered amphibians and reptiles, including the rare mountain yellow-legged frog.
Right.
Now, the Oakland Zoo Biodiversity Center opened this last week to house the frog that has nearly vanished because of a skin fungus that thickens their skin so that they can't breathe. Yeah, as we know, those little guys do a lot of their breathing is through their skin.
Yeah, and amphibians are kind of a barometer for how our environment is doing. I mean, if the frogs and toads and other things like that can't exist, how long will it be till we can't either? So
that's right.
They let us know what's going on with our environment.
That's right. All right, now, I've got to do a little more research on this story, but apparently they're blaming millipedes for a train crash in Western Australia.
Oh, man.
Yes, they're saying hundreds of millipedes crossing the train track cause a train to slip and slide into the back of another train.
Oh.
Yeah, now here's the strange thing. They said that this has happened on a few other occasions, but they never quite connected it with the millipedes. So they're crossing the track, they get squished, their bodies are a little oily and slimy, and causes the trains to lose connection with the track.
You know, I wonder what Dave Davies would have said about that.
LarryTheAnimalGuy.com tells all about our wildlife rescue work that we do and also our wildlife education programs and also our Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends. And, of course, one of the key contributors to that page, Gary Lewis, he participates in our animal quiz when he's not touring.
Very bad at it, too.
But we do enjoy his efforts and go to that. You can join with all sorts of great stuff about animals. All these things make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
So if you got some
previous guest on the show, and God, we just love him. A big, big fan, and I'm still upset because I was unable to attend the Happy Together tour when it came to Indianapolis, Indiana. Our guest tonight with probably one of the great bands of the 60s, Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening, Mr. Batson.
Oh, my Lord. I have an opportunity to talk to you because I can remember growing up with that music, and it's just like, I just want to say right now, because I'll say it before the show's over, thank you for what you did to make my teenage years special.
Great. Well, thank you very much, you know. I think it's great to still be going, too, you know.
Oh, I'm telling you. I was invited to come to the Indianapolis show. For the folks that are not familiar with it, the Happy Together tour has been a phenomenal success.
Oh, it has.
And you guys...
We sold out every place we played. We did 62 dates in 90 days, and we sold every gig out except one.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was tremendously successful, and they asked me to do it again next year. So I'm going to do it next year again, and I'm pretty sure we'll probably come through Indianapolis again.
Well, I hope
you're invited back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, because I'll tell you what, I was sick that whole night. It was tough, too, because I had to go to a funeral. But
I know, yeah.
But having a chance, because for the folks that do not know, tell them the artists that are on the bill for this tour. Are you guys finished yet?
Yeah, we're done. The last job was the New York State Fair in Syracuse on September 1st. So, yep, we're done, and getting back into the swing of things around the house.
Well, that's a lot of shows to play in that.
Oh, it really is. But it was so wonderful because I totally believe this is what I was meant to do, you know, bring happiness to people through my music.
Oh, well, you certainly, and I was even thinking about it earlier, your career is probably bigger than it's ever been.
Uh-oh, cutting in and out.
No, did you not hear me? Are you there, Gary? Did we lose him?
Hello?
No.
It cut out for a second.
Oh, okay. We're cool. But I was getting ready to say your career now is probably as big as it ever was.
Well, yeah. You know, that's true. Actually, we kind of multiplied our audience because we're playing to the same people we played to in the 60s, except now they're bringing their kids to the shows, and they are bringing their kids. So it's like we're playing to three generations at one time.
It's got to be a trip to look at those people's faces that are singing the words with you.
Singing them right along with me, and I always make a comment about that, too. That they're mouthing the words right along with me, and that's like a tremendous compliment.
Oh, it is. And the artists that were on, Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere Narrators, I still say he next.
Yeah, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett of the Union Gap, and the Turtles.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
And all we did were hits.
Well,
everybody's hits. There were no songs played on that tour by anybody else.
Wow.
Yeah, so people were getting a 2.5 hours of only hit records.
Yes, that, I can't. I'm still now. I'm really mad about not being able to go.
That's okay. You have another chance.
Oh well, I better tell everybody I know. But don't be dying when.
That's.
Now, I was listening to that recording. Who played the timpani on this Diamond Ring?
A guy named Hal Blaine, one of the greatest studio drummers of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really kind of puts that song all together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It actually does. And we can duplicate that on stage, too, but it's done with a keyboard now.
Oh, well.
You know, I don't think I'm going to bring a set of timpanis on the road.
Well, you started off when the band started, you know, doing the Ed Sullivan and, Hullabaloo.
I played drums originally.
Yeah.
But then I got a little too antsy back there. I couldn't see the audience, and I had to sit still, and that really goes against my whole personality. Cool. I got to be out there moving around and seeing people. So I hired a drummer, and I started playing guitar.
Well, that's just your heritage. I mean, your dad, Jerry Lewis, I mean.
Yeah.
You have those genes, Gary. I mean.
Well, yeah, you're right. I sure do.
You can't stand still. And the desire to entertain. And we're so glad that you do that, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
That it's.
So am I.
I mean,
I'm glad I still can do that.
Well, you know, that's so true because you can probably think of the artists in that period that are there. Even there's nobody. I mean, besides Paul McCartney.
Right, right.
The Stones, of course.
Yeah, there's a few. You know, the people that are really grateful for what they have, they're still around. You know, the ones that are just jumping on the old bandwagon because they see all these people making money. You know, they're nowhere. And I don't have any respect for those people, you know.
No, absolutely.
You know, you're given a gift, a tremendous gift, and I recognize that real early, you know. So I just treat it like, you know, it's a tremendous blessing given to me, and I treat it like that.
Do you ever find yourself getting kind of emotional on stage when you look down at these people? They're just like,
hello.
Like, are you
hello?
There?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, you heard me?
Yeah.
Oh. Here I am acting like an idiot.
That's all right. We've got Dr. Henry Day and myself to do that each week. So.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, I mean, that has to be so endearing. Do you get emotional on stage sometimes watching these folks?
We're cutting out again.
Oh, well. You have a new song.
Yeah, we have a new song. It's called You Can't Go Back, and it was written by myself and my bass player. And we bypassed the record companies this time. We just put it on iTunes and included it on this live CD that Sony Records is going to be putting out pretty soon. Everywhere where there's Sony products, this CD is going to be out there. It's a live CD of all our hits, plus I got them to add the new song on there also. So hopefully it'll reach a bunch of people. And, you know, I'm not trying to make $1 million off of a new tune. I just want to let the people know I'm not dead.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're going to sell a gazillion of those because they'll be in Walmart.
Yeah, that's right. They will. They'll be in all the... Oh, Walmart, Best Buy, Target.
Oh, yeah.
All that
wait.
Stuff. And so many people frequent those places.
Oh, yeah. Quite a few.
It'll be good.
It'll be all good. Well, here's the new song by Gary Lewis right here on Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Enjoy, everybody.
it's pretty hot here. That's a good tune.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, man, I'll tell you right now, if it was a top 40 1965, you'd have a number one right there, buddy.
Oh, boy, I hope that, you know, that's, I just want people to know that I'm still out there and I still have my musical mind intact.
You definitely do. And it's all part of a new Sony release of Gary Lewis Live, which has all the hits on it.
I can't hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, we haven't gone anywhere.
Okay.
We're going to take a short break, folks, with our guest tonight, Gary Lewis. What a great show. Dr. Day, I'm telling you.
I know, that last song, isn't that nice?
I'm not going to say anymore. It's great. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling. What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
This bobcat's heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We're Rascal Flatts. There's a place where ordinary people do extraordinary things every day. That place is called the American Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
We will be back with Gary Lewis in just a few moments. We want to remind everyone that this half of the program is brought to you by McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful, scenic Estes Park, Colorado, on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. Folks, you are in the mountains at this lodge and cottages that they have there in Estes Park. We've stayed there, my wife and I, Cheryl, and it's absolutely fantastic. So go to their website, McGregorMountainLodge.com. And if you've never had a chance to see the Great Rockies of the West, you owe it to yourself to do that. And what a great place to stay. You might have, we've had bighorn sheep in our backyard, elk. It's fantastic. That's McGregorMountainLodge.com. Also, I want to remind everyone that be sure you check out the Larry Batson's Wild World Facebook page. It tells all about our shows from past and present. And we've had some dandies along with tonight. So we encourage you to go back to the archives and listen to some of our other shows. Also, we need to tell everyone that this entire hour is brought to you by Chautauqua Lake Bigfoot Weekend and Expo at ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com, and they have out the new video from last year's conference on demand for $4.90. $0.99, excuse me, at ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. They make it possible for us to be on Blog Talk Radio. Forget about all the hits that you guys had. It's unbelievable.
I'm very blessed, Larry.
My gosh.
You know, yeah, it was wonderful.
You were a hit factory.
Well, yeah. I mean, our first 7 records that we put out all went into the top 10.
My gosh.
Yeah.
There's people that have recorded their entire lifetime and never even had one record in the top 20.
That's right. There's a lot of famous, you know, or there were famous groups that, like you just said, you know, didn't even crack the top 20.
Mm-mm.
You know, because that's still a hit. Top 40. Top 40 is still a hit.
It absolutely is. In fact, I do a radio show in Indianapolis called the 80s on Sunday.
Yep.
And we don't play we don't play anything else that's the top 10, was a top 10 record.
Cool.
Nothing.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean.
Right.
So what kind of pressure did you have from your record company? It was Liberty, I believe, at that time. After you burned out a couple.
Well, we never had any pressure from Liberty because, you know, hit after hit after hit after hit, they were bending over backwards to do what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we were actually in the driver's seat with Liberty Records, and Snuffy Garrett was actually our producer. He was raised in Lubbock, Texas, by the president of Liberty Records, a guy named Al Bennett. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my producer, being his kind of like son, you know, carried a lot of weight too. So, you know, we were in good shape.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Were the songs put together in the studio, or did you have them pretty well prepared before you got in to record them?
No, the ones that we wrote together,
mm-hmm.
It's like we would get the basic idea,
mm-hmm.
take the tune home with us, you know, in our minds and everything, and then come up with whatever we can come up with for the song. And then when we'd get together again, we'd compare what each of us did, and we'd take the best parts of everyone and, you know, form the song up.
I have the feeling when I've listened to all these songs that there wasn't a lot of ego in your band.
No, absolutely none. I mean, we knew we were young and inexperienced and could learn an awful lot from these guys who've been doing it for a long time. So we stayed very humble. We really did, and teachable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
it worked out really good.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely. Did your dad help you with that? Was he,
what, the humbleness?
Yeah.
No. Well, he knows I love him.
Oh, we all love your dad. Gosh.
But, no, that was something I just had to develop. And I don't know. It just all developed right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually always believed that there's a higher power than myself.
Sure.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
so that's always been with me, too.
Well, you had some wonderful people to work with. I know Everybody Loves a Clown was co-written with Leon Russell, who is still...
Right. So is Just My Style.
Just My Style. My Lord.
Yeah. Me and Leon wrote that, and we wrote a bunch of album tunes. And on our albums, there's a lot of original songs that we wrote together,
mm-hmm.
that were actually never hits that everybody says should have been.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can remember. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch. We wrote B-sides together too, but then we also took the songs that were written by other people that were just submitted into Liberty Records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, we didn't want to just say, well, yeah, we'll do it all, because then that would have been tremendous pressure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know the Beatles were always, may have been just all not true, but they were pressured by Capitol, like, hey, we need another record, we need another record, we need another record. Because they're basically financing a label.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody knew that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody in the business knew that you had to have another record every 3 months.
Sure.
Approximately every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everybody knew that. So,
you know. Leon had your sound and what worked for your band figured out pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was responsible for all that. He arranged everything that we ever did.
Wow.
And, you know, he'd stand out in the studio and conduct it.
Really?
You know, he actually wrote out scores, and he'd stand out there and like conduct everybody, and he was great.
He's probably one of the most talented musicians in rock and roll history, I would say.
He really is, and it's so funny that it took so long for people to realize that. It really did. It took a long time. I mean, he got into the Hall of Fame, and then he also did an album with Elton John. I mean, it
mm-hmm.
only took like 60 years. I mean, he was in this business before I got into it.
Well, didn't he do stuff for the monkeys?
No, he didn't do any monkey stuff.
What? There was something else.
He did a lot of Phil Spector recordings.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, all the way back to probably the early 60s, I'd say.
Mm.
Yeah. So
well.
he was pretty good. And he also did recording sessions for Cher.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so he, you know.
Yeah.
Big sounds, and he was in charge of all that, too.
Man.
He's just a great guy. I haven't seen him or spoke to him since 1971.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You know, we worked so long, so much together, and all of a sudden, boom, I get drafted, and he goes his own way. My band goes their own way. You know.
And you're there.
All of a sudden, here's Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. You know, now where do I fit into this?
Yeah, I mean.
It was hard.
I'll bet, yeah.
It was hard because the 70s wasn't very kind to 60s artists at all.
No.
You know, a lot of them just quit. I didn't want to quit. I wanted to do this.
Well, you knew you still had fans.
Well, I did have fans, you know, but the buyers and the promoters and all those people, if I wanted to keep working, I had to play clubs and do like four sets a night, you know, that kind of stuff. That's what 60s people had to do in the 70s to keep working. And then in the middle 80s, it all came back around to, 60s were coming back now and they finally established their permanent place in the world. And, you know, after 85, 60s were back in full force.
God bless America.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I listened to on the radio in my car, you know. It's all XM 60s.
Well, I know that even in the 70s there was a time, which is hard to believe, that the Beatles weren't even cool.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah. And
yeah,
that
I love them forever.
Oh, well, and I know that people were able to, and this is hard to believe, actually go into the Abbey Road vault and take home their various sessions on tape.
Yeah.
And that's where all these bootlegs came from of their recording sessions.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of bootleg stuff.
Oh, does Gary Lewis have bootleg stuff out there?
No.
You should.
No, I really don't think so. Well, you know, you never know. Because I was real big over in Asia.
Yeah.
But I never got any royalties or anything.
Oh.
So there might have been bootlegging going on, you know.
Did you go play Asia?
Oh, yeah, all over. Japan, Hong Kong, Thailand, Burma.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, and, where else? Korea. You know, I guess that's Asia. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the audiences are so much different, I've heard, like in Japan and so forth. And they just sit there and clap at the end.
If they like your music, they're just like any other fan.
Really, I've heard they're kind of, but they're not.
We cut out again.
No, I'm here. I've always heard they're kind of reserved and they don't clap until the very end, and that's not true, huh?
I myself never ran into that.
Oh, well, they love Gary Lewis then.
I guess so. Yeah.
You know, you're such a icon on our Larry the Animal Guy and Friends Facebook page.
I love your stuff, your pages and your quizzes and all the information that you give. You know, I don't know if you remember, but on your quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a roll one time, and I got 4 in a row right.
Oh, my God.
4 in a row.
I do remember that now.
Man, I'm telling you, sometimes you ask about, you know, you ask a question and you include some animals I've never heard of.
So
I don't even know they exist. And I said, oh, this is a joke, but it's probably the right answer, so I'll click on it.
Yeah. And then you were right.
Oh, that's great.
Well, and you have, you're an animal lover. You have dogs.
What?
You have dogs.
Oh, I do have dogs.
We've got
I
to
love
talk
my
about
dogs. I have 2 golden doodles,
mm-hmm,
and a lab boxer mix and a Pomeranian.
And the Pomeranian has a brown and white face.
That's right, brown and white face,
uh-huh,
and she's the boss.
Isn't that always
she nice? Is. The little Pomeranian rules the roost. She does. It's like she's a herding dog or something.
Yeah.
You know, she wants them in a certain room. She just kind of herds them in there. It's the funniest thing in the world.
I can see it.
Really, I just love my animals. And another thing too is that we've got 11 acres here, and the deer are always walking, you know, through our property always,
mm-hmm,
and they'll just stop and eat the grass and stuff, and they trust us. I mean, they've gotten to the point where they walk through very, very comfortably.
That's,
you know,
cool.
And I put posted signs up around the entire perimeter of the property. I'm telling you.
No
hunting here. No.
No.
Don't shoot anything.
No.
Yeah.
I have 20 acres in the wilds of West Central Indiana, and I absolutely allow no hunting.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you said that.
Well, I
you know, I just don't understand what's in the minds of people that makes them want to kill things.
Well, I have trouble with that too, Gary.
I mean, that's what I don't understand.
We had a deal where my wife says, "I hear strange dogs." I said, "Well, it's probably our dogs." And I looked out the back door, and we've got this huge ravine up behind our property, and I could see the lights hitting a tree. It was coon hunters.
Oh.
And they're running their dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I go out the back door, and I yell, "I'm calling the sheriff." Well, they mumbled something back. I didn't quite hear them. That was enough just to tick me off completely. So
right.
I run in the house and told my wife, Cheryl, to call the sheriff, and I was going to find out where these guys' truck was.
Yeah.
So I hopped in this little Sonoma pickup we had then. I bopped down my driveway. In fact, this driveway is so steep, we use it for sledding in the summer or in the winter.
Oh,
summer.
Yeah.
And I go up and down. I can't find the truck, so I back in the driveway thinking, oh, I'll just wait for the sheriff. And then it dawned on me. I looked down. I was in my underwear.
Oh, my.
I was so mad sitting on the couch watching TV, and this all came down. And I thought to myself, if that sheriff would have shown up 2 minutes before that, I would have walked out and probably been arrested for either.
Yeah. What if it was a lady sheriff?
Oh, I might have been able to get out of that. Probably not, though. Probably not. So you're going to do this Happy Together. Well, I want to talk about the Sony album. The live album's really good. And your fans will love it.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be released here shortly. And it includes your new song.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised that I forgot that we sent you that.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I forgot about it completely. That's great. That was a good little plug.
We were probably one of the first radio shows to play that, I assume, huh?
I would think so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Tell it again, Dr. Day.
That's right.
But
it's a first, an exclusive.
Oh, we've been lucky. We've had a couple of this, and this just adds to the, yeah. But this new Sony album, it's all live. I'd had a copy a year ago. You were kind enough to send us a couple pre-copies.
Yeah.
That we sent off on
I emailed it to you, I think.
Yeah. And
right.
So it was fantastic. So
well,
folks,
great.
You'll find them in Walmart. I'm telling you, buy them. It's going to take you back a few years. And some of the unbelievable music and the great hits that Gary Liz made a part of our lives.
Guys, right, and it's a live CD, too, so you get all the audience cheer and reactions and stuff.
Oh, it is. And the quality is so good, it's like you're there.
All right.
The reason I know this is I kept it in my pickup truck, and I played it at very loud volumes as I would go through the country on my way to Walmart buying tiger food every day.
Good.
Yeah, it was cool. It was absolutely cool.
All right.
But, Gary, what a pleasure it is to have you back on the show.
It was a pleasure for me, too, and please say hi to Cheryl for me.
I certainly will. What a show, Dr. Day.
I know. You know, we were pretty excited that Gary was going to be on again, and we were amazed that he wanted to be on again.
Sure I do, you know. it's really a thing about animal people. I mean, I love animals, and, you know, you do too, so I feel like there's, like, a brotherhood.
There is.
Right.
And, you know, I was telling the wife the other day, we haven't gotten anything new as far as our animal collection in a while, that if the next animal we get is a boy, we're going to name it Gary.
Oh.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Gary.
I have two bears out here. I have a friend who's long gone, and he came up to me one day and he says, I want you to name an animal after me. And we named one of our bears Buck. And this bear is such a troublemaker. I know that his spirit is in that bear because I'll fill its water trough up and then go in the house, and all of a sudden the hair will be where he's turned the water trough over. And what's amazing about it, Gary, is that trough holds about 80 gallons.
Wow.
And water.
That's heavy.
Well, it's 8 pounds a gallon. So that's 640 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, what is this, a grizzly bear?
No, it's a black bear.
It's a little black bear, yeah.
Well, he's 500 pounds, but.
Oh.
But But what's funny is he'll have it tipped over, and I'll walk by him, and I'll say, you better tip that back right so I can go get the hose and fill that up. And when I come back, that trough will be tipped right, and he'll be sitting in it.
Wow.
Waiting for me to go get the hose and fill it up. Absolutely true. I wouldn't lie.
Oh, man.
Hey, Gary, I wanted to ask you. I've always wondered about the song This Diamond Ring.
Yeah?
Is that somewhat of a true story? Is there any fact behind that?
No, it's not. I mean, it has nothing to do with me, actually. I mean, I wasn't the guy that I'm singing about in the song. It was written for us, submitted into Liberty Records, and Snuffy Garrett thought it would be good for me, so I sang This Diamond Ring, first record, and it was the biggest one that we had, the only one that went to number one in the country. But, a lot of people don't realize that it's a breakup song, you know?
Right.
A lot of people say, oh, we got together and fell in love with This Diamond Ring. And, but it's a song where the guy's saying, I've had it with you.
Yeah, well, that's why I was wondering if there was some truth behind it.
Yeah.
Probably to somebody there is, yes.
Right, but it's not a personal thing that I went through.
Do you ever tell that story on stage?
Do I what?
Do you ever tell the story on stage where you say it's not a love song, it's a breakup song?
You know, I never have anything scripted. If something comes to my mind, I talk about it and say it, you know. And
yeah.
I have said that before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've said that before. I've told other stories that just flash in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well, I know. Go ahead.
I keep it entertaining up there.
Oh, you do? Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
I'll listen to the CD. It's fantastic. I can't wait till next summer now.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let you know.
Well, okay.
I'll let you know exactly what date.
We'll keep in touch. And.
Oh, I will.
Well, great show, Dr. Day.
Yes, as always.
Yeah.
We're pretty impressive, yeah. And the new stuff is great, Gary. We love it.
Thank you very much.
I want to tell everyone, before we have to go with our great guest, Gary Lewis, this week, the next week on the program, Toby Myers, bass player for John Mellencamp for so many, many years, along with the ex-MTV VJ Asher Ben Ruby will be with us. That should be a wacky hour.
Yeah.
And we want to thank everybody for listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. Good
and we want to Shelley Leibowitz, we want to send a shout-out. Tell him to get well.
Oh, yeah, Shelley Leibowitz. He had a terrible bout with pneumonia, SRI Entertainment. He's been very kind to the show. And, Shelley, get feeling a lot better, buddy. You've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
All right.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.